Sorry's Loving Brooklyn's Radio.
Well, welcome to the founder of Everybody CBD. That's Joe Duval. I came across Joe at, I think it was the Christmas market about 8 months ago, wasn't it? When you had your products there. But I've been a fan of CBD for a very long time, and I did a podcast about it. Did you know I do a podcast? Called Two Women Chatting. But anyway, there are such benefits, and I think there's a lot of myths. People really don't understand what it is. They assume it's the kind that has drugs, that it gets you high. And we wanted to just have Joe in to talk about what it can do for you, why it's good for you, and why it is definitely not illegal. So, Joe, thank you. Welcome to the show this afternoon.
Thank you both. A pleasure to be here.
Now, you got into this because of a very personal journey, didn't you? And I wondered if you could just share what made you set up this company in the first place.
Yeah, absolutely. So my experience was most of the way through my 20s, I suffered horrendously with anxiety. At the time, I wasn't aware it was anxiety. I thought I was just slowly losing my mind. It was at a time where guys probably didn't talk about how they felt, and certainly not with mental health. So it wasn't until I got to around 30 that I discovered this thing called CBD. I'd previously gone down a route of going for anti-anxiety medication. I felt like that made me worse. Definitely suffered the side effects from it. Quickly stopped and then just went back to feeling quite hopeless. I was recommended something called CBD from a friend. And to begin with, nothing happened. But I was a bit pig-headed because I'd spent a lot of money on it. And I used it for a month or two. I think it got to the third month and I noticed, oh, I handled that situation a little bit differently. And this felt a little bit different. And that just started to create a shift in my life that I didn't feel was possible. I started to feel my version of normal. And that was nearly 8 years ago. And
that must have been a huge pivot for you. Like, you know, hugely confidence boosting.
And I'm thinking, Michelle, 8 years ago, I mean, there wasn't
hard
that
to
much
get hold of it
knowledge
too,
about
really.
CBD it, generally, was it?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of the change in my life, it was profound. You know, enough to quit my old profession and to kind of go all in and try and get this to as many people as possible. And yeah, I think the best way to describe the industry 8 years ago would be the Wild West.
Okay.
You had you could go to a chemist and you could find CBD, but it didn't necessarily mean that it had the right tests. And
so it wasn't really regulated at those
times,
was it?
That's exactly it. It was still trying to find its feet. And luckily now the industry is so well developed. We've got really stringent standards, and people that go into a store anywhere in the UK can guarantee that what's on the bottle is what's in the product.
And it's very easily available now, isn't it? You can go into any pharmacy, Boots, or many of these places and buy CBD. But you then, with your partner Mel, and she had her own journey. She suffered more with insomnia, didn't she?
Yeah, so Mel was in quite a familiar camp for a lot of our community. She was again, going through the joys of corporate life and working extremely hard, getting home, probably working a little bit more, and then body just absolutely shattered, go to bed at an unreasonable time, and then the mind catches up and you have all these very important things to think about.
Thoughts through your head.
That's exactly it, yeah. So she went down the route for that and she found it massively beneficial as well, which fortunate as a couple, so we both kind of had these transformational experiences, and that led the foundations to Everybody.
Which is quite interesting, because I mean, I came from a tough industry, advertising, and of course in the 70s, the 80s and 90s, the thing that was readily available in the office, didn't matter if it was lunchtime or evening, was wines and beers. And then what you do, we drink coffee all day long, we'd hit the wine and the beer at the lunchtime in the evening, and you get home, the only way to come down was probably to try to drink more alcohol.
Self-medicating.
There wasn't anything else out there that I was aware of at the time, because I used to come home, I wouldn't sit down and eat between 9 and 10 at night, and then I'm still, as you talked about, really busy with the day and still working. And you know, then I'd definitely clock and have maybe 2-3 glasses of red wine a night just to try to bring me down a bit.
Yeah, that's a common theme for us as well. And, you know, my own experience as well, I've used alcohol in the past as a mood regulator, if you like, just to try and bring things down to a balance. Long term, not sustainable.
No, but of course.
All right, well, how about we break down some myths? So
let's do it.
Does CBD get you high?
Absolutely not.
Can you be arrested for having it?
Absolutely not. With a caveat, in the UK. So there are countries it's a big no-no.
Exactly. Don't go to Singapore.
Don't go to Singapore. You'll be on a very long holiday.
Mm-hmm. Not there. Yeah, you'll be in Changi jail.
Exactly.
Is it the same as hemp?
So it's... Hemp and cannabis are two different things. Hemp has industrial uses, and we actually extract most of our CBD from hemp. And then you have cannabis, which is mainly used recreationally, although has now been developed as a medicine as well, but that has the psychoactive effect. So you can get CBD from cannabis and from hemp because it is present in both plants. The difference with hemp is there is no THC. So it's a very, 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 very low level. Mm. And then that's completely removed in there.
I have to say that my 90-year-old mum, who's probably listening now, she uses hemp cream on her hands for arthritis. And she uses it on her legs for restless legs. And when I said that you were going to come on and talk about CBD, she said, CBD? CBD? It's a drug. And I said, Mum, you put it on your hands. Yeah. You use this and you get a lot of relief from it. So what makes it illegal? Tell us a bit about THC, which is removed. That's the bit that people
remind
get
people
confused
that don't
with.
Know again. THC stands for, yeah, just for some people that won't know.
So it stands for tetrahydrocannabinoid.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, I practiced it on the way down.
Well done, sir. Well done.
So the cannabis plant has over 100 known compounds. THC is one, CBD is another, and then there's lots and lots and lots, and they all have their own properties. The notoriety, the bit that's illegal in the UK is the THC element. That's the psychoactive component. So that's not present in... it's not present in our products. There is a legal limit that is allowed in the UK. That's 0.2%. It's such a low level that if you went to a chemist and took everything off the shelf and had all their CBD products to try and mimic that potential psychoactive effect, it's still not enough in there for that to happen.
Okay,
so it's a very, very low amount.
Teeny amount.
Yep.
So that's why it is completely safe and legal in this country. Can you get side effects from it?
So the two most serious side effects are happiness and relaxation.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, that's us. No, joking aside, what we found over the years is we used to offer help to people through socials and give them advice and things, but we found that doing that as a brand, it felt like we were trying to push our own products, which isn't part of our mission for that particular element. So we started doing it anonymously just to try and increase people's kind of knowledge on the product. We found a couple of individuals reporting a feeling of nausea, and when we dug into it, it was almost exclusively from moments where they've been upsold something extremely strong. And then they've taken an extremely strong dose for their first time, and that can sometimes induce a tiny bit of nausea. Mm. It's less than a percentage.
So what would be the recommended amount that you should take in the day? What they'd recommend that you don't go over a certain amount, presumably?
Yeah, so initially, the industry is governed by the Food Standards Agency, so all CBD brands in the UK need to be registered with the FSA. They initially had stated 200 milligrams per day. Then they reduced that to 70 milligrams per day. And then there was talk of it reducing further, but we haven't had any kind of visibility of that yet. What we found in our experience over the years is most people are going to feel CBD between 20 to 50 milligrams. Mm-hmm. In that range, that's where the body seems to get enough in order to have the effects that it does.
Okay. And it's funny because actually 100 years ago, we would have had
cannabinoids.
That's it, thank you. We'd have had that in our bodies anyway, just naturally, because fields where cows would graze and we would get dairy products from those, they had trace CBD from the hemp plant that would grow quite freely in the UK.
Yep.
But then that was sort of demonized, that was removed shortly after the war, I think. And I think that was more from an economical point of view or situation. So human body accepts it, wants it. It levels us out. Basically, it's just topping up on what our human body needs or supplementing it so that it can counteract some of the more sort of anxiety and pain feelings that you might feel.
That's exactly it. Yeah, a snippet of the science is we actually have something inside us called an endocannabinoid system. So you're creating these endocannabinoids all day long. They're regulating mood, sleep, appetite. CBD is a phytocannabinoid. So it's created by a plant. The body recognizes that signal and it takes on as if it's its own and fires it around the parts of the body that it's that's needed. So yeah, you're effectively topping up what your body already has.
Yeah, and now this is all backed up by science, isn't it? So there's been scientific studies, but research has demonstrated it's still so much more research to do in this area. But tell us about some of the areas and conditions that CBD products can be really beneficial for.
Yeah, I mean, CBD in the UK, it's recognised as a food supplement, so that's how it's sold in the UK. What the feedback from our customers, the main reasons people come back to us and within the industry is pain, sleep, stress, anxiety. That's the kind of core of the day-to-day CBD use in the UK. There are a large number of others. I think something that's quite well known within the UK is there's some struggles within younger families for reaching cannabis medicines to help with childhood epilepsy, things like Duse syndrome. Mm-hmm. That's a big plight, and there's a lot of evidence to show the positive effects with CBD and then THC as well as a separate side to aid in the effects of epilepsy.
Mm. Well, looking at sort of the targeted areas that I would be interested in, I know it's good for menopause symptoms in terms of like the anxiety that sometimes can happen or bad sleep patterns. It can help even that out, can't it?
Yeah. So this is a very hot topic for us. I jokingly say for my age and sex, I know far more about the menopause than most. So yeah, we do have hundreds of conversations a week on this. And yeah, it's basically providing women an opportunity to regain a little bit of themselves, just to have that kind of, yeah, a little bit of the weight's been taken off, improving the sleep and things being a little bit
more manageable. Can I take it back a step? Because it's going to be new to many people. That, you know, you've experienced it, I've experienced it in different forms. So if you can take this CBD in different forms for different things. So if I've got, you were talking about anxiety and need to relax, in what form would I take CBD?
So there's different ways. I mean, I think a delivery method that a lot of people will be familiar with is there's drinks available. There's a lot of drinks available. They are largely good, but there's not an awful lot of CBD in most of them. So you'll find with the drinks, it's more likely to be more than one to get that effect.
Right.
Maybe I'm a little bit old school, and my go-to is a spray. And I think, especially when you look down the route of anxiety, with my own experience, I could have a couple of weeks where everything was fine, life was good, things were you know, normal, but then I could live the same routine and it felt like my world was ending.
Right.
So having that spray is faster acting. So for me, it's within a
couple
of minutes.
How do you take the spray? Just
lift the tongue.
Lift the tongue and straight on the tongue.
Straight on the tongue.
Okay.
Yeah. We expect it to take effect within half an hour. In most cases, it's sort of within 10 minutes. It can be as quick as a couple of minutes. So it's just giving you that quicker relief. For some people that don't like the idea of spraying an oil in their mouth, there's gummies as well. They're extremely popular. Takes slightly longer to kick in, but very
effective. How much, what sort of milligrams would you have in a gummy or in a spray? How much would you be intaking?
So we would always recommend to anyone, if you've never tried it before, look for something around 20 milligrams in a single spray or a single gummy. Do that for 4 or 5 days and gauge how you feel.
Yep.
If you're feeling a little bit relief, better sleep, things are a bit easier, don't change it, just stick with what you're doing. Oh. If you're not really sure, up your dose to another one.
So if I was taking the cans of drink, which you mentioned, how much would I normally find in a can of drink?
They range between 15 and 30 milligrams.
Okay.
The vast majority have 15. And then there are one or two options that have 30 milligrams in them. They're a good dose. That's what we'd say to look out for.
That's quite a nice alternative to alcohol in the evening, isn't it?
It's a big thing,
So in fact, that's what I've done, Joe. I've cut alcohol during the week now.
Fantastic.
And I would just have one, and I can probably, can I name the brand or not? I'm not Good Rays do it in the 30.
They're good,
And again, to put this in perspective, what is fascinating, we were at the Wavage Festival last week, and you're seeing people come across with their meal deals now from Waitrose. And the most popular drink that I could see was Good Rays.
Yeah.
So it's becoming very popular.
Yeah. It's a big
movement. It's more available. I think the distribution system of your products and things like Trip and that particular CBD drink, it's much more available. And we're understanding more, aren't we? The education behind CBD, it's becoming more popular. I mean, you can take it as a drink. You can take it as a gummy or capsule. drops. You can even get bath bombs.
Exactly.
Skincare. Yeah. And
So then again, that's helping the skin rather than...
Well, you're taking in through the skin.
So it still helps with your mental condition.
It still helps your skin too. I mean, there's benefits for skin.
It's massive for skin, yeah. And that is
acne and eczema and things like that.
Psoriasis as well. That's a huge one. The skin's quite a thick organ, so you're not... If you're using it for anxiety, for stress, things like that, you're better off ingesting. Mm. But yeah, any skin treatments, it's fantastic.
And we are going through a mental health epidemic at the moment. And I read somewhere that since lockdown, which of course we were all so affected by, CBD products have reported a 500% increase in sales.
Yep. Yeah, that's indicative to the numbers we're aware of in the industry as well. I think there's just a much bigger movement of people being really conscious about what they're putting in their bodies as well. So they're to choose something that doesn't have any downside compared to alternatives that may. It's a big change.
Apparently it's a 9.4 billion market in 2023. By 2027 it's going to be 31.85 billion.
You are in the right industry.
Looks like it. If we can help, we can help.
Before we go to the travel, quick question. And actually, I've lost the lady's name now. Let me find it. Come on a second. It was Emily Willock. Emily's asked, can you drive?
Hi, Emily. Yes, you can. So just if you're buying CBD within the UK, you will have that almost undetectable amount of THC. But CBD is non-psychoactive in any way, shape or form. The only caveat is if you were to buy CBD from another country, America, for instance, they may have slightly different ingredients. So just be aware and ask whoever you're buying from. But within the UK, you're absolutely fine.
Yeah. For example, my daughter in Denver, there's shops everywhere in Denver. You can go in and buy it, but it does have THC. So there's no way
I would buy it there
and bring it back into their country.
Interesting. Mm. So again, maybe there'd be a globalization health...
Standardizing.
Yeah, that would do that. Standardize it.
I wanted to talk, not surprisingly, you know, it's one of those subjects that celebrities get in on.
Yep.
I see a lot of celebrities endorsing CBD products, actually, and there are lots of different companies now out there trying to vie for our attention. People like Kim Kardashian, they extol its virtues, Jennifer Aniston, but also sports stars, athletes like Freddie Flintoff and James Haskell, they swear by it, and they say it really helps treating sports injuries and maintaining fitness. That's not something that we've covered already.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably quite a good thing to move on to. So my own experience went from anxiety, and very gratefully don't suffer anxiety anymore. So I feel it, but I don't suffer it. I actually now exclusively use it to help with recovery from training. Oh. So in between work, young daughter and family and things, I try to get to the gym as often as possible. And I use that to speed up my recovery.
So if you're hurt or like literally from fatigue,
from muscle fatigue. Yeah. So it's just going to help rebuild. It's an anti-inflammatory. So it's going down the route of, as an active anti-inflammatory. There's some really good advocates in the industry from the Welsh National Rugby Squad. They set up a brand called 4-5. They do really good things. Who else? There's everything from Eddie Hall, the strong man, world's strongest man. He's got his own brand. And as you mentioned, across the water as well, there's a lot of large names.
In fact, Tom Hanks, he's used CBD for his anxiety. He's been very vocal about it, and it's really helped his acting career. And what I love is that he teamed up with Cornell University in the States to study how CBD can help with type 2 diabetes. Have you heard about this?
That's something I have heard. I make sure that I follow the science as well before I have an informed conversation on it. And I think that's still something in development. But yeah, that is something that's come onto my radar as well.
I've got another question, and if I may, from Hazel Stevens. Do you know, Joe, is it safe to take alongside other medication, e.g. antidepressants, or do you have to come off those?
Hi, Hazel. This is another question that we get asked a lot. And the answer is don't take medical advice from a CBD company. Unless it's run by doctors. It's not our area of expertise. So yeah, we'd always say just check with your...
So consult with your local GP.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
And I'm sure you get a lot of women who say, I take HRT or I'm going through the menopause. Is it okay to take with HRT?
So we get that a lot as well. And we actually have quite a well-known cannabis doctor. So her name's Dr. Danny Gordon. She's based in the UK, and she's known globally as a leading authority on cannabis medicines. And we tend to nudge people towards her Instagram page. She's mm-hmm. very receptive. She's communicative and she chats. From a CBD user's perspective, just Joe as a kind of CBD enthusiast, the way that I look at it is there's in the region of the last kind of poll, 10 to 12 million people having tried or used CBD in the UK. With that much of the population...
So they've used it, they have used it.
Having or currently using, uh-huh. yeah. So it's a significant proportion of the population. And if there was something that had come from that, there would be a big red flag and we would need to tell people about it.
Research ongoing, though, isn't there?
That's
we need a lot more scientific studies. But anecdotally, it seems that it really does help. A lot of benefits in so many areas. One of the other things that I could mention is arthritis.
Yep.
It protects against neurological disease, pet anxiety. You can get CBD for pets, can't you?
We have a very anxious dog at my parents' house. She's scared of two things, thunder and David Attenborough.
We had the same problem.
Oh, what, not David Attenborough?
Yeah, no, not David Attenborough, but definitely thunder.
And
what worked for that was and fireworks.
Yeah.
And what worked for that was actually was to give him some form of tablet. I don't know what they recommended at the vet, but also then classical music, which is quite interesting. The two together work very well for him.
Sounds perfect.
Let's talk about some about your company a bit more. Let's remind people of the name of the company again.
Yeah, so we're called Everybody. We originally started as...
You should spell that because it's not... with your accent, it would be easy to be Googling Everybody.
Yeah,
but
I apologise.
Spell it for us, please.
The Scottish twang. So we're Every, E-V-E-R-Y, Buddy, B-U-D-Y. We originally started the company under the name of Green Active, but we changed it a couple of years ago just because we felt the new name fit our mission a little bit more. I see our purpose as our aim is to get this to as many people as possible. We just want to be in a position where we can help people. That's my worldview, that's Mel's worldview, and that's the kind of ethos that we bring to the people that work for us and our community.
And the product development that you've done is quite interesting. I guess you know a lot more about this, Michelle, because you've been talking to Joe a lot longer than I have. But I was surprised at the number of different forms that it comes in. So remind people again of the products. If they go onto the website, what can they find?
Yeah, so with us, we basically categorize between gummies and oils. With the oils, we do a dedicated nighttime and a dedicated daytime. So they're self-explanatory. If you're looking for help with sleep, go for the nighttime. Daytime's going to make your days a little bit more manageable. And then the gummies, so we do two different types of gummies and they're your general all-rounders, day or night. Something that makes our gummies a little bit unique is they actually taste good for
they
anyone
do.
That's
I can agree with that.
Tried CBD, it's generally quite bitter and odd, but these are quite special.
They're also quite cute because they're teddy bears and gummy worms,
aren't
they?
That's exactly it.
And they're rainbow coloured.
That's exactly it. Yeah, and proudly all natural colours, which is another
and
plus.
Vegan.
Vegan, and yeah, we've got fully organic worms, which we're proud of. We also do the strongest gummies in Europe, which are extremely popular. Most people just need one of those.
So how strong is that? Because you were telling us between 20 and 50 a day, so that's your max, isn't it?
That's where most people are going to get the benefits, yeah. We do a 50 milligram gummy, so it's quite unique.
If you take too much, you're going to feel ill.
If you were to eat an entire tub of gummies, which we do not recommend, there's more chance of feeling ill from the actual gummies rather than the CBD. But yeah, with the 50s, one's generally enough.
Got some more questions coming in. Again, I think I might know the answers to these because they probably need to go to their GP or consultant. But if someone's had a stroke, they've got a stroke victim, someone suffering from major anxiety, CBD going to help?
So yeah, if we take away the stroke element, again, just coming back to my own experience with CBD and anxiety, the way that I describe my anxiety was if somebody had come up to me in my worst point and said, if you remove your left arm, I will allow you to never feel anxiety again, I would have given it
that
a
bad.
Doubt. I was
awful.
In a really, really, really bad place. So from my own experience to get to how I feel now, I would never have felt that was possible.
So again, on the same line, if you can't sleep, it's going to help with that, presumably.
1 hour before bed is perfect.
And panic attacks.
Yep, so greatly experienced there as well. That joyous fight or flight moment we have for no reason at all. Yeah, if there's something socially that you think may be a struggle, have a little spray or a gummy an hour before you leave the house. If it's driving, flying, just always look to take it an hour before.
And I'd like to know, because there's lots of companies out there with the Claudia Winkelmans of this world,
yep.
And they shall remain nameless. What makes you different?
Yeah, so there are lots and lots of very good companies and there are lots of very good quality products. the reason that we're slightly different is we're the only brand that does one-to-one aftercare with all of our customers. What we found when we started with CBD was you get a product, you get given a receipt, you get waved goodbye, and then that's it. You have to figure out what's going on. It's a new thing you're putting in your body. You should be aware. You should have the support that you need. So yeah, we have one-to-one support. We've got a helpline that's open 7 days a week. Even if you want to phone us and tell us how your day was, that's absolutely fine. We're there to chat. But yeah, it's, you know, when you're introducing something new and it's something as important as your well-being and you know, it's defining the way that you live your life, you need to have the support with that product. And we just never saw that anywhere else. So that's why we have that. And that's what makes us different.
I think that's really important. It really is. Because just getting that dosage right can make all the difference, can't it?
It's the difference between success and needlessly spending money, yeah, for sure.
And you've very kindly offered, can I mention a little discount?
Absolutely.
Well, very kindly, you've offered a 25% discount, haven't you, to listeners, if they just use the code TWC25. So you sell online, but you do sell it for like food festivals and things like that, don't you? You do like try and do some face-to-face, but you don't have a shop you can walk into.
No, we found that brick and mortars for CBD just doesn't work. We've monitored quite a few locations around London and the longest one lasted was 9 months. So we have a permanent setup in Spitalfields. We've been there for 3 years. That works really well. And then we do pop-ups. I think we have 40 planned for this year. Closest one to where we are now, we're in Hampton Court in the summer. We're regulars there, so the BBC show there.
Could you see yourself franchising this as a business later on?
If we can guarantee that it grows in the way that we expect it and in line with our mission, then yeah. Mm-hmm. Our aim is to reach as many people as possible, but we have to remain true to the ethos of the company, and that's making sure that we can still deliver that support.
Mm-hmm. That support side, I think, is utterly amazing. I had no idea you did that.
Yeah, we're proud of it, and it's...
So, if people call you before they even buy their first product, would you talk to them about the recommendations based on what they're going through?
Absolutely, yeah. So, our experience is based on... We're quite uniquely positioned because we do so many pop-ups and we do so much customer-facing elements. We're getting close to 100,000 face-to-face interactions since we started.
Wow.
And that knowledge and that feeling that we get from interacting with people, we're 6 days a week we're interacting with people, it's that knowledge that will come over that call and we'll just support you with other people's experiences and try to steer you in the right direction.
I think you should share where they can find you online.
Yeah, so we're everybody.co.uk, so that's everybudy.
That U is very important.
Very, yeah. It's not body, it's buddy with one D. And then, yeah, as Michelle says, if anyone wants to give us a go, you can give us a call first and use TWC25 for 25% off.
Yeah, and you're on Insta too. So.
We certainly are as well. So that's everybody underscore CBD.
For the youngins.
We're Facebook as well.
Fascinating talking to you today, Joe. Great product. My phone is going wild. I'm just checking there aren't any more questions. So, yes, people asking, can they get the program downloaded? Yes, you can. We'll put this out as a podcast. It'll be out again within the next 24 hours or so. And the question again came up. So totally safe for a stroke victim. We would suggest you check with your GP.
Yeah, I'm not medically trained. It wouldn't be fair for me to turn around and say yes or no.
But certainly when it comes to sleeping, panic attacks,
the anxiety, just
the anxiety side. Yeah.
And the skin conditions too, the eczema and the acne,
sure.
And even epilepsy, actually, it's been found to be quite useful for, hasn't it?
Yep.
Lovely. Give that website one more time so people know, because my phone's been buzzing like mad.
Yeah, of course, yeah. So it's everybody.co.uk, everybudy.co.uk.
And he's going to leave us a gummy bear each.
Yeah.
So we'll be chilled for our next
I've got
guest after.
For you both. Yep, we're here.
Yep. Joe, thanks for coming around.
It's a pleasure.
Us today.
Thank you so much.
Keep
for
us posting
me.
On how things are going because it's a really fascinating business that you're in.
We will.
And
thank
we wish you.
You
all the best
and
of luck.
And you help so many people. It's amazing. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, guys. It's a pleasure. Sorry, loving, bro.